Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Cop, Tsunami Express. Wash, chill, repeat.
The Brewers and the A's in a rubber match coming up at American Family Field, and you're listening to the On Deck Show built by Menards. First pitch is coming up in about 10 minutes. Before we get to today's starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification across the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Different lineup today for the Athletics manager, Mark Kotze, including a familiar name near the bottom of it. Lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Against Logan Henderson in his big league debut, Lawrence Butler remains the leadoff batter for the A's. He's in right field. And the go-ahead home run yesterday came from red-hot Brent Rooker. He'll be the DH and number two hitter again. Speaking of homers, the major league leader in home runs, Tyler Soderstrom, bats third, plays first. He's got 9 long balls on the season, none this series. Knock on wood. Shea Langeliers went deep in the ninth yesterday for an insurance run, and the catcher Langeliers again in the cleanup spot. Center fielder J.J. Bladé is hitting fifth. And the impressive young rookie, Jacob Wilson, as the number 6 batter, is the shortstop. But then these three are all different from the first two games. In left field, it's veteran Seth Brown. He hits seventh. Luis Urias, now with the Athletics. Former Brewer Wicho batting eighth, playing second base. And Max Schumann at the hot corner rounds out the lineup against Logan Henderson. Meanwhile, veteran lefty Jeffrey Springs, a newcomer to that A's rotation this year, will face these 9 for Pat Murphy. Bryce Terang in the leadoff spot again. He's at second base. Jackson Churios had a rough week with the bat. Waiting for that to wake up. He'll bat second and play right field today. And Christian Yelich, for a rare time this season's in the outfield. He'll play left, Yelly hitting third. William Contreras had an 11-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. He continues in there as the cleanup batter, but gets a day off from doing the catching. He'll be the DH. Rhys Hoskins batting fifth for this one. He's at first base. And Sal Frelick in center field without Garrett Mitchell in the order. Frelick batting sixth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, hits number 7. Eric Haas gets a rare start, just his 4th of the year. He'll catch and hit 8th. And Caleb Durbin's 3rd major league game. He'll again bat 9th and play 3rd base. The umpires presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Will Little calls the balls and strikes with Ryan Addison at 1st. Another Ryan Wills, umpires 2nd. Crew chief Lance Barksdale in the rocking chair. Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm with over $1 billion recovered. They're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. More from Lane as we continue the On Deck Show built by Menards right after these words on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Carbless, a premium, ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and the Athletics. Game three of this three-game series. The winner takes this series here this afternoon on Easter Sunday in Milwaukee. We will have the first pitch for you when we return right after these words on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
To achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcasts with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Land of the free and the home of the
Josh Quinn with our national anthem.
Well done. Love the name. Good name, Josh Quinn.
He went a little Wayne Mesmer with it at the end, with the little, he went up on the last note.
I don't know who that is.
Famous singer of the Star Spangled Banner in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Let's wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards as we welcome you back for this series rubber match between the Brewers and the Athletics. We do it with a roof update brought to you by Big Fish Contracting. It's closed. It's only about 45 degrees outside today. Big Fish Contracting, decades of experience providing roofing, siding, and windows. Visit them, bigfishcontracting.com, to learn how Big Fish is renovating homes and redeeming an industry. It is Logan Henderson on the mound, just about to throw the first pitch of his major league career. And he'll try to pitch the Brewers to a series win. Let's drive around the league, presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. Also just about to get underway on the north side of Chicago. It'll be the Cubs trying to sweep the Diamondbacks. Wayne probably not singing the national anthem today.
He could be.
Could be.
You've heard him sing the national anthem many times, I'll tell you.
I guess I just didn't know that was his name.
Yeah, he just didn't register the name.
Well, anyway, maybe he'll sing, and then Merrill Kelly versus Jameson Taillon will pitch.
There you go.
The Mets are trying for a four-game sweep of the Cardinals, and they've already got a 1-0 lead against Sonny Gray and St. Louis at Citi Field. That game is in the bottom of the second inning. Rubber match between the Reds and the Orioles. It's 1-0 Cincinnati in the bottom of the second. It's a bullpen game because Nick Lodolo is on the paternity list. So bullpen day for Terry Francona's team trying to win a series in Baltimore. And the Pirates trying to avoid being swept by the Guardians. They trail Cleveland 2-0 in the third with Mitch Keller on the mound. Here is Lane Grindle for your play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Lawrence Butler steps into the batter's box, and 23-year-old Logan Henderson about to unfurl the first pitch of his major league career, and it is fouled out of play, third base side, and it's 0-1. Henderson, fourth round pick in 2021 for the Brewers. Homegrown talent, the number 12 prospect in the Brewers organization, making this start here today. The 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss on a fastball at 94, and it's 0-2. Got started just a minute late at 111. 67 degrees inside here with the roof closed at American Family Field. Henderson's 0-2 pitch missed outside. It's 1-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbless right here inside the stadium. Carbless, this is more. The 1-2 pitch to Butler. And he missed down and in with that changeup. You'll see that a lot over the course of the afternoon from Henderson. It's two balls and two strikes. Henderson's last two starts in AAA for Nashville, very good. 10 innings and allowed just three hits. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Couple of hops out to Terang. An easy throw to first. And Butler is retired, and a good start to the debut of Logan Henderson here this afternoon. One away for Brent Rooker, who homered in the series. Rooker homered in the sixth inning of last night's game. It was his sixth home run of the season. He's hitting 244 on the year, and he's driven in 12. Right-handed hitter for Henderson to deal with now after the lefty Butler. First pitch swung on and fouled straight back, and it's 0-1, and Rooker says, I'd like to see that one again. A fastball at 94, middle. And he had it timed up pretty well, but he just fouled it straight back. And Henderson throwing strikes early on here. The 0-1. That is fouled out of play, first base side. That was a fastball on the outside edge at 95. And he works ahead to Rooker, 0-2. You like that recipe for a young starting pitcher. Keep it simple. Throw strikes, get ahead, and make these hitters hit on your terms. 0-2 to Rooker. It bounced in the dirt with a slider. It's 1-2. Tyler Soderstrom awaits in the on-deck circle. He's winning last night's game. Brewers took the opener on Friday night. Henderson kicks, delivers the 1-2, swung on it, fouled it back. That was an elevated fastball. And it stays one ball and two strikes on Brent Rooker. 3-for-8 in this series in the midst of a five-game hitting streak for the designated hitter. Henderson's 1-2 pitch, and that missed down and away with a changeup. Goes to two balls and two strikes. This is the approach we saw a lot from the A's, especially on Friday, where they will get behind and battle back, and the next thing you know, it's a full count. Currently two balls and two strikes right here on Rooker, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. First strikeout in the major league career of Logan Henderson, and it comes against a silver slugger from a year ago in Brent Rooker. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And that was a beautiful changeup from Logan Henderson. You can see where that could be a plus pitch for him in the big leagues. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. First pitch to Soderstrom is a fastball down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Henderson's 0-1. Swung on and fouled back. Into the screen, it's 0-2. That was a changeup down. And one thing I like early on from Henderson, Josh, not just throwing strikes and working ahead, but that changeup is down. Sometimes when you have a good changeup, that it tends to get up on you once in a while. But he's been able to command it down in the zone. 0-2 pitch. And that changeup missed below the zone, 1-2. Anytime you leave a changeup up, you're leaving yourself in a position where damage can get done against you, so it's always important. One, two offering. And that just missed with a fastball at 93, right below the knees. A very good 1-2 pitch from Henderson, and now the count is even at 2 apiece. Soderstrom, left-handed hitter with a lot of power. 2-for-8 in the series. 9 home runs on the season. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew a fastball by him at 93. And what a start to the debut of the 23-year-old Logan Henderson. A 1-2-3 inning and a pair of strikeouts as he puts up a zero in his first frame. We go to the bottom of the first. It's the A's nothing and the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Way.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Bryce Terang to lead things off for the Crew against lefty Jeffrey Springs. First pitch to Bryce. He is down and away with a fastball, and it's 1-0. Springs is making his fifth start of the season. He's 3-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Former Tampa Bay Ray, Boston Red Sox. As Terang, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Bryce hit that one at 108 through the right side. And a great season for Terang continues so far. His third hit of the series. He's just become a hit collector for the Crew, it feels like. He's starting to make it look easy at times. Quick Trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley. And today's contestant is Joe Starkey from Menasha. As Jackson Churio is the batter and takes a slider for a strike on the low outside corner. It's 0-1. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Joe will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip. The 0-1 to Churio is a swing and a miss at a good changeup down in the dirt. And Jackson, fooled by it, went after it. And he's behind, nothing and two. No balls and two strikes here on Churio. 1-for-7 in the series. Had an RBI double on Friday. Springs brings home the pitch. Swing and a miss at a changeup. And Jackson retired on three pitches. So Churio strikes out. And here's Christian Yelich. Similar game plan there from Springs as we saw from Mason Miller in the ninth inning last night. Not going to give him fastballs. Worked him with changeups down. Slider and then a couple of changeups in that sequence to Churio. So here's Yelich. First pitch to Christian. That one missed with the slider down and away, and it's 1-0. I think you're going to see more and more of that with Jackson Churio. More of the secondary stuff and less of number one. Springs looks at first. There goes the runner. The 1-0 pitch is outside. Throw to second is high. And Terang is in there with his sixth stolen base of the season. So Bryce, a spark plug at the top of the lineup so far here in the first inning. Every Brewer's stolen base means Delta Dental Bags, another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans, one name you trust. Two balls and no strikes on Yelich at the plate with Terang now in scoring position. And Springs will step off and look Terang back to the bag. The pitch, 2-0, popped up back behind home plate and out of play. Aimed down and a bunch of fans trying to make a play on it. Even a fan with a glove reached out there. Somehow nobody came up with the play, though. And now everybody reliving it. 2-1 here on Yelich. And Yelich takes a breaking ball in. And he's got a friendly count now at 3-1. Brewers trying to grab an early lead here. Terang at second with one away. And Yelich, who has three driven in the series already at the plate. Way outside with a fastball. Yelich works the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now first and second and one away for the cleanup hitter, William Contreras. Cleanup any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. So here's Contreras, just one hit in the series. 0 for last night, and that snapped that 11-game hitting streak as Contreras just 0 for 3 last night. Brewers really were not able to get many base runners or any kind of traffic, period, against Luis Severino. Nobody walked in the game last night. And Severino only struck out one, so the Brewers put a lot of balls in play, just didn't do a lot of damage. As we got a little hold up here for a pitch-com situation for Springs. He'll take Max Schumann's pitch-com and insert that in his cap. Before Contreras sees a pitch. Brewers have the table set a little bit here for William. There they go. Pitch is a strike. Throw goes into left field. Turing is up. Scrambling home. He's going to score. And Yelich into third. Oh, the Brewers with the double steal. And the throw to third got away and ended up in left field. And the Brewers have stolen a run here in the first inning. It was not a good throw from Langeliers. Schumann had to reach up and out, and he couldn't get the glove to it. And now the Brewers with a 1-0 lead after the stolen base. And the error on Langeliers have another run 90 feet away, and one out in the infield has to come in. 0-1 to Contreras is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Stolen base number 7 on the year for Terang. And number 4 on the year for Yelich. 0-2 pitch. That is down and away with a changeup. 1-2. Contreras trying to battle back into this count. Springs looking in. 1-2 pitch. That's outside, and it's 2-2. Springs threw 6 shutout at Seattle back on March 28th, his first start of the year. His 3 starts since, he's been pretty human. And he's been gettable early. That's been the theme. 2-2. That is outside, and it's 3-2, and William forgot the count. I think William thought the first pitch was a ball. I don't know that he ever knew that that was called a strike on the double steal. And now he's getting confirmation from Will Little. Nope, that's just a 3-2 count. Pat Murphy is out to clarify as well. Will Little called the first pitch a strike on the double steal. And now Will Little and Pat Murphy having a conversation about the count as well.
You know, Lane, he had that count wrong in his head. William did the whole at bat, yeah, after that first pitch. It was weird the way he took the 0-1 right down the middle. I was like, well, why would he just be taking 0-1?
Yeah.
He thought it was 1-0.
Absolutely. And I think that's maybe part of Pat Murphy's conversation, is how did he not know the count? So the count is full. 3-2 pitch. And up and away. And this time he can take his trip to first. Second walk of the inning. No walks last night in the game, and he got 2 here in the bottom of the first. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And now, runners on the corner, still just 1 out. And Reese Hoskins is the batter. Yeah, with Springs, he's been gettable early. Brewers trying to keep that trend going. They've got 1 in and looking for more here in the first. Pitch to Hoskins, and I think he offered at it. Didn't matter. It's through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He has not surrendered a run from the third inning on this year. It's all been in the first 2 innings against Springs. There goes Contreras. The pitch is swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's nothing and 2 on Hoskins. He's been really stingy against left-handed hitters over the course of his career, but especially this year. That's what makes the base hit by Terang to set up this entire inning that much more impressive. That's just the second hit for a lefty against him all season. Yelich at third, Contreras at first. 0-2 is the count on Hoskins. Infield is back now. Springs brings home the pitch, and it's lined just past Yelich and into foul territory up the third baseline. stays at 0-2. Yelich with a big exhale after that one whistled right past him. Brewers in their home pinstripes. A's in their road grays like they have been all series long. Another 0-2 to Hoskins. And flipped foul back behind home plate into the Loge level. Down below us. And it stays at 0-2. Hoskins hanging tough as this inning starting to pile up a little bit pitch count wise on Springs. He's at 20 pitches now. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Yelich trots home. An RBI single for Hoskins. And the Brewers lead it 2-0. What a great at bat from Hoskins. Didn't try to do too much. Got a changeup away. And he just rolled it through the left side. A well-placed ground ball. And the Brewers have first and second now with one out. And Sal Frelick coming to the plate. And this will bring Scott Emerson out for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. Reserve your seat at Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. You couldn't ask for a better start, better approach from the Brewers offensively here in the first inning after what was a disappointing night last night at the plate. This team clearly wanting to flush that as quickly as they could. Has to please the manager in that first base dugout. So here's Sal. 2-for-6 in the series, 3-19 on the season. Springs brings home the first pitch. It's a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. One home run on the year for Sal. It came in this homestand. And he has driven in 6. Springs 0-1 pitch. That's up and in with a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Joey Ortiz in the on-deck circle. Brewers with 2 in the inning and looking for more. Springs brings home the 1-1. That's way outside. It's 2-1. And strike throwing has proven to be a challenge so far for Springs. 13 strikes and 11 balls out of his 24 pitches so far. Already with a couple of walks in the inning. 2-1. And Sal checked on a pitch that missed low with his slider. It goes to 3-1. So another healthy count for a Brewers hitter. One that you can get aggressive with if you want to, if you're Sal. There go the runners. 3-1 pitch is in there for a strike. There will be no throw. And the count is full at 3-2. That is a significant double steal for the crew. And they did it with Contreras and Hoskins, so that tells you a lot about what they think of Springs' ability to be quick to the plate and hold runners. That is the fourth and fifth stolen bases of the inning. And now the infield in. 3-2 pitch, swing, and a... No, we got a pitch clock violation, I believe. Or is it a... Oh, it's catcher interference. Will Little came out immediately and indicated. So now Contreras is going to come home and score. Hoskins is at third. It's a balk. It is a balk call, is what it was. Yeah, never really came completely set, did Springs. So it's a balk call that gets the run in, and it's 3-0 crew. And now the 3-2 count, and it's a little squibber foul off the end of the bat by Frelick. And we'll do it again at 3-2. So Hoskins at third. And still just one out, and Frelick still at the plate. And that call was made by Will Little from behind home plate. 3-2 pitch. That one's hit foul and back into the screen. Stays at 3-2, and Josh, this inning has had a little bit of everything in it. We've had an error, a balk, We've had 5 stolen bases from the crew. We've had a pair of walks. Brewers have been kind of relentless here in the bottom of the first. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball foul at the first baseline, and Sal really putting together good at bat here. And 2 more Delta Dental stolen bases in the inning. Brewers have put on a clinic on the base paths against Springs. Three-two pitch. And Frelick took outside. He works another walk. That is the 3rd walk of the inning for a Brewers hitter. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. What a start. And now the A's have to get some action in that bullpen. Mitch Spence is getting loose for the A's. As Ortiz comes to the plate, runners on the corners and one away. And already a 3-run inning for the crew, but boy, a chance to punch a huge hole into this game right out of the gate. Chance to maybe even knock the starting pitcher out of this game before it's all over. Pitch to Ortiz is in there with a strike at the very top of the zone, and it's 0-1. 31 pitches now for Springs. And now a toss to first and back in time is Frelick. There is a very good chance the Brewers will send Frelick at some point with the way they've been running in this inning.
Yeah, Lane, they obviously noticed something before the game even. Yeah. This was part of the game plan to run wild on Jeffrey Springs.
A 1, there goes Frelick. Pitch is up and in. Throw is going to go through to second base. It goes all the way into center field. Hoskins will come home. Frelick on his way to third. The throw to third is in time to get Frelick, but the Brewers played another run, and it's 4-0 crew. Good job by J.J. Bleda to hurry out there and get to that ball quickly and fire a strike to third to get Frelick. Now the bases are cleared. It's 1-1 at the plate on Ortiz and 2 outs, but that throw going into center field allows Hoskins to trot home. The Brewers were not going to send Hoskins even if they threw through. But once it went into center field, that was the case. Another error on Langeliers. He has 2 in this inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Ortiz, and that's high. It's 2-1.
This might be a record. 6 stolen bases in 1 inning.
Yeah, we probably better get the research team on that one, right?
That one is really, really rare.
2-1. Popped up. Right side of the infield. It's going to be Luis Urias, the former Brewer. A couple of feet on the outfield grass in shallow right to make the catch. And the inning is over. But the Brewers get 4 runs on just 2 hits. There were 2 errors and nobody left on base. 4-0 crew after 1 inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers. A non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday Spiked Refreshers. Weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly. Non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How can you not be romantic about this? This is the Brewers Radio Network.
4-0 Crew as we go to the second inning. Shea Langeliers, who just had a rough bottom of the first inning behind the plate, will lead off for the A's. And Logan Henderson's first pitch is a strike with a fastball at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Well, how about a present on your debut for Logan Henderson? He gets spotted a 4-run lead in the bottom of the first inning. After what was a dazzling top half of the first, a 1-2-3. And he's coming right after Langeliers here as he fires a fastball through there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Langeliers will use his timeout and readjust his batting gloves before climbing back into the box. Brewers with 4 runs on 2 hits. There were 2 errors in the inning and 6 stolen bases. 0-2 pitch. Missed outside with a fastball, and it's 1-2.
By the way, that was an all-time Brewers record for steals in an inning.
I'm not shocked. Felt like if it wasn't, that would have been a minor upset. 1-2 offering. Missed down and away. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. There were 3 walks in that inning as well. For everything that happened, it seems like it should be about 9-0. Two pitch from Henderson and got him looking. Changeup nailed the outside edge. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Henderson. He's got 3 strikeouts in the first 4 batters he's faced. One away for JJ Bleda. What a start to this game for the Crew. A long way to go though on this Easter Sunday. Henderson trying to be the latest of a string of Brewers pitchers to step up when their number's called. Swing and a foul back by Bleda, and it's 0-1. It's been incredible in the last 2 years how guys have, out of necessity, been almost forced into the rotation, and they've taken the opportunity and ran with it. Tobias Myers last year, Patrick this year. 0-1. He is up and away with a firm fastball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson hoping to be the latest of that group. Even Robert Gasser last year before the injury. Here's the 1-1 to Bleda. That is fouled back and out of play into the Lowe's level. 1 ball, 2 strikes on J.J. Bleda. 219 hitter, 2 home runs, 10 driven in. 1 for 7 in the series. Left-handed hitter facing the 23-year-old Henderson. One-two pitch. Missed outside, and it's 2-2.
Pat Murphy talks all the time about how excited he gets when guys get opportunities and take advantage of it. And that's what you're talking about. Guys stepping up. One man's injury is another man's opportunity.
2-2 to Bleda. Missed inside with a fastball. The count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, and I think probably every baseball person would get excited about that when there's an opportunity to see somebody take it, run with it, grow within the role. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. Stays at 3-2. But as a former college baseball coach and a program builder, I bet that really pleases Pat Murphy because of how often that has to happen when you're turning over your roster as much as you do in amateur athletics. 3-2 pitch. High fly ball, deep right center field. Tracking it is Frelick on the warning track with a play. Makes the catch. And there's 2 down. Long fly ball out off the bat of J.J. Bleda, and that'll bring the rookie Jacob Wilson to the plate. Well, nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat. Perfect meal for a ball game, especially when it's served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread. Wisconsin's best. And how about some Cedar Crest ice cream or delicious custard? Always a hit. All three great for your Easter Sunday get-together. Here's a ground ball deep in the hole at short. Backhanded by Ortiz. It'll get under his glove and trickle into left field. It's a base hit for Jacob Wilson. Almost a tremendous job just keeping that on the infield by Ortiz. Even if he fields it cleanly, it's going to be a tough play at first on Wilson.
But that rookie can just flat out hit.
He really can. 4-for-9 in the series now for Jacob Wilson. Here's Seth Brown, who's not played in the series, but gets the start today in left field. First base runner against Henderson so far as Brown takes a strike. And it's 0-1. Brown hitting just 143 on the season. He's 0-for-4 on this road trip for the A's. Henderson's 0-1. That's hit out to center and well. Frelick going back onto the warning track. He's got a play. Makes the catch two steps in front of the wall. And the inning is over. A couple of long fly balls against Henderson in the top of the second, but the ballpark held both. And Henderson is rolling along through the first two innings. We go to the bottom of two. Brewers with a 4-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick, because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 4/30/2025.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
We'll take some more of that. Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Eric Haas will lead things off in the bottom of the second inning. A 4-0 Brewers lead. Jeffrey Springs' first pitch. He's a little high with a fastball, and it's 1-0. Two scoreless innings in Logan Henderson's debut so far for the crew. 1-0 pitch. That is low. Two balls and no strikes the count. Springs used over 30 pitches in that first inning, so the Brewers able to really make him work as they sent 7 to the plate. So it'll be 8-9-1 here in the second inning. 2-0 pitch is high, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Durbin in the on-deck circle, hitting out of the 9 spot for the 3rd consecutive game. Pitch in there with a strike, and it's 3-1. Haas getting the start today. 0-for-1 on the homestand. Hitting 182 with a home run on the season. 3-1. Fly ball left center field. On the run is Blade. And Blade into left center to make the catch as he calls off Brown, who is converging with him, and makes the catch for the first out. One away for Caleb Durbin. What a weekend it's been for Durbin. A couple of hits on Friday night. His first career RBI last night. Spring's first pitch to him is a touch outside with a slider, and it's 1-0. One out, nobody on here. Bottom of the second. Springs out of the windup, the 1-0 delivery. That is a swing and a miss at a really good changeup from Springs, and it's 1-1. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. 1-1 pitch. That is a strike on the outside edge with a fastball at 89. And it's 1-2. Springs looking in. Here's the 1-2 delivery. And he was able to check on a changeup down and away. It's even out, two balls and two strikes. Durbin in the nine spot, I think, is going to really fit this club as the season moves forward. Two pitch, fly ball center, playable though. Blade back and to his right, sizes it up and makes the catch. And there's two away here in the second inning for Bryce Turang. I think Durbin, his style, his ability to put the ball in play, his ability to collect some infield hits, he's going to be, I think, a real nuisance on the base paths as the season goes along. He's very aggressive. Brings a ton of energy. Pitch to Turang is a chopper foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. I think he fits the mold of that second leadoff man at the bottom of your order. And he could be a real difference maker for this offense. Pat Murphy said it Friday. I see him playing every day. This is his job now for the foreseeable future. And you can't help but be excited for Caleb Durbin. And I think so far he's shown himself very well in that role. Turang 1-for-1 this afternoon already. Behind 0-1 in the count here to Springs, who's trying to bounce back after that rough bottom of the first inning. He's retired the first two here in the second. Springs brings home the 0-1, and Turang took down and away with a sweeper. It's a ball and a strike.
Bryce is the only player who got multiple steals in that six stolen base first inning.
1-1 offering. That one's fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. He had 50 a year ago. He's already got 7 this year.
Isn't it crazy? The last inning, 5 different Brewers stole a base.
Yes, it is.
I've never seen that.
One-two pitch. That is low, and it's two balls and two strikes. That's a lot of things. You have to have the roster capable of doing it. The Brewers certainly have that. You have to have the right mindset of wanting to be aggressive and create chaos and havoc. 2-2 pitch. Turang fouls that one back and out of play. Stays at 2-2. But you have to have the right people that can identify why you can, why it makes sense to do this. And the Brewers, advanced scouting and everything else involved, they pick something up for sure on Springs. 2-2 is up and in. Three balls and two strikes. You'd like to say, well, yeah, Langoliers too, but the Brewers didn't run like this the last couple of nights. They ran, but they were running wild. It was green light for everybody, including Rhys Hoskins and William Contreras. Down and away, and Turang works a walk. Another good at bat from Bryce. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Fourth walk drawn by the Brewers today. And now here's Jackson Churio. Churio struck out on three pitches in his first at bat. It was all secondary stuff from Springs. Let's see if he gets a fastball in this at bat. There goes Turang. The pitch is not in there, and the throw is late. Pitch was a little outside of the slider, and Turang has stolen his third base of this game. 8 stolen bases now in the season for Bryce Touray. Another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. Incredible. 7 stolen bases in the game already for the Crew. The 1-0, Churio took low. It's 2 balls and no strikes.
Well, not to be a nitpicker, you would have thought maybe a pickoff throw would have been prudent there from Springs.
Yeah, I mean, you know it's Bryce Touray. It's almost like he conceded it. You're going to run anyway. Pitch that is in there for a strike. That was a fastball, first one he's seen so far against Springs. 2-1 to the 21-year-old Churio. 4-0 Brewers here, bottom of the second. 2-1 pitch is way up and away. It's 3-1. And it hasn't exactly been a short inning in this inning now for Springs. He's up to 55 pitches, and it's still the second inning. Three-one pitch. Churio took a strike. Good slider that clipped the low outside corner. Nothing Jackson could or should do about that one. You just take that one, tip your cap, and get ready to battle at 3-2. Springs, cursory look at second, brings home the pitch, and it's driven out to right center field. Got a little carry to it. Back goes Butler at the wall. It is over the head of Blade in right center. One hops the wall. Touray around third. He will score. It is an RBI double for Jackson Churio, and the Brewers lead it 5-0. Hit it to the right center gap. Both Butler and Blade going back on it. It got over Blade's head, and one hopped the wall in right center. And Churio, with his second double of this series, has driven in his 19th of the season. And the Brewers with a little two-out rally here in the second inning against Springs. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. And now, here is Christian Yelich for the second time today. Yelich walked back in the first. The pitch. Yelich hits it off the end of the bat, foul over near the A's on deck circle. It's 0-1. Give Jackson Churio a lot of credit for the different approach in his second at bat. Struck out on 3 pitches. He looked like a completely different guy against Springs in that at bat. More patient and got the one he wanted and benefited from it. A spin and a throw to second. And back in time is Churio.
And that pitch was out away from him. It was not a strike lane. It was a fastball well off the plate, and he can still drive it. I mean, the ability to get to fastballs for Churio, it's almost unmatched.
0-1. Yelich just swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's nothing in two. The way the A's, who struggled defensively, have thrown the ball around, Brewers had Touray trying to steal third. Wouldn't be surprised if Churio took off.
I would.
See if they throw another one into the outfield. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Yelich strikes out on a breaking ball. And the inning is over. But the Brewers get another one on the RBI double from Jackson Churio. His 8th double of the season. And it's 5-0 Crew as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Brewers out to a 5-0 lead on this Easter Sunday. We go to the third inning. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Mr. Grindle. Happy Easter Sunday to all celebrating. To you and your family, Lane.
Yeah, thank you. Had the whole crew up here today for a little Easter brunch before the game. Uncle Josh was able to entertain him as well.
Yeah, fun to be with you guys. There's Logan Henderson versus Luis Urias. And he swings and fouls one back into the screen to begin the third.
You do know that you're Uncle Josh. Like, you're officially an uncle and part of the family.
I wear that proudly. Mm-hmm.